But those cases happen every month and somebody is missing for maybe weeks where a body has been swept down a river or whatever. And it's vital that we keep the service in place with people who are knowledgeable on the ground and know where to look and can get there very, very fast. And I gave an example which was given to me by a member of the boat crew who explained about somebody who had unfortunately died in one of the rivers in the county. And within an hour of the person going into the water, they had the body recovered. Now, the good that did to that family to have their loved one back and that they could grieve properly, instead of having the grief pulled out for weeks and weeks while there's a big search going on a lake or something like that. And maybe in some cases it never comes to an end and these families never get closure. And it's our responsibility to make sure the service is there when it's needed.
There does seem to be a willingness there, though, from Sligo County Council to address what they say is a staffing issue.
Yes, and, you know, staffing issues are something that councillors do not get involved in. So, I leave that to the chief executive, and I'm sure he'll be very competent in sorting out whatever needs to be done in it. I'm not calling for anybody's head or anything like that. What I just kind of need to know is when will it be back up and running? And I expect to hear that very, very quickly because it is vital. And I think they acknowledge that it is a vital service. And I suppose that there was an unavailability of an adequate number of crew members. And really, that's what we have to do is make sure that there's an adequate number of crew members. And if they're not, we have to put out a call for more volunteers. Sligo is a great county for volunteers. And the civil defence do immense work all over the county at events, even events like fundraisers, like the recent Loch Gill swim and things like that. They would always be on hand there to do a rescue. And it's great having kayakers and things like that who volunteer and come alongside the swimmers. But the kayakers can't lift somebody out of the water, put them into a dry situation, wrap them up in tin foil so that they stay warm and stop hypothermia. And we need to protect people who are going out doing these things for charity to raise money for community groups around the county.